this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Oh, you need a job.
Oh, didn't you used to be president of that club?
He is known as the president with the surprisingly long neck.
Look at the neck.
Isn't there more of a need for your creativity at Wit's End or anywhere else?
Yeah, that's exactly what this town needs. I should be home by about 5. I'm stopping by the dean's office now. Oh, Dean Rogers. I wanted to let him know I'm back in town. Campbell College is always looking for research analysts. I'm sure they'll want me to get back to work as soon as possible. Oh, I'm at a store now, so I need to go. Oh, me too. But there are people around. Well, bye, Snooky Wookie.
Come in.
Greetings!
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, I apologize. I was looking for Dean Rogers. I must have the wrong office.
Dean Rogers is no longer working at Campbell College. He resigned.
Huh?
I'm Joshua Martin. I've taken his place.
Oh. Well, undoubtedly you've heard of me. I am Eugene Meltzer. I used to work here. I was a research assistant. I taught some of his classes and headed up several research teams. Dean Rogers used to call me his resident genius.
Eugene Meltzner.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, I can get you a resume. I'm sure you'll be quite pleased with my work.
No need for that. I'm sorry. We're not hiring.
But I don't think you understand. I recently moved back into town. I was expecting to work here again.
Oh, you need a job.
Oh, I don't need a job.
Let's see here. I always want to help out alumni. We're doing a big alumni push this year. We're supposed to be nice to all of you.
We just got a list of job openings on campus.
Here it is.
But.
And now we have an opening as a cafeteria worker. I can put in a good word for you.
No, thank you. That's not needed.
Well, there might be something in maintenance.
Maintenance?
Well, unless you think these jobs are beneath you.
Oh, no, it's not that at all. It's just that...
Mr. Meltzner, but while there are a few possibilities for gainful employment, I don't have any openings at present for, as you say, resident geniuses. However, if you like, I'll be sure to give you a call when we do have an opening.
I see. Well, thank you for your time, Dean Martin.
It's always a pleasure to speak with an alumnus.
I've been attempting to locate you, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, good afternoon, Eugene.
Good afternoon. What are you working on, if I may ask?
Oh, I'm just adjusting some settings on the imagination station.
Ah, quite providential.
How so?
Well, I've spent the last several hours at the Campbell College Library doing some research for the station.
Research?
Mm-hmm. I was struck with an idea of making an imagination station adventure on the Revolutionary War. I believe I have all the information we need right here.
Eugene,
I apologize. I meant I need. I can do it myself, as I've done on numerous occasions. I only wanted to obtain your approval before I proceeded.
Well, we already have a Revolutionary War adventure.
Well, of course you do. You do?
Mm.
Oh, well, I suppose I should have checked on that first. Fortunately, I have some other wonderful ideas for which I would be more than happy to research and create programs. Perhaps one on Neil Armstrong's trip to the moon or an adventure on the Titanic.
Well, Eugene, those are fine ideas.
Oh, thank you.
But you know, the research isn't necessary.
What?
The imagination station is now capable of creating programs simply by scanning in a book of information on a particular event. It's a little upgrade that I came up with while you were gone.
Well, that's brilliant, of course. I suppose I didn't need to do all that research, did I? Well, you know, perhaps the station is in need of a full-system diagnostic, then.
Eugene, are you looking for something to do?
Well, I'm afraid so, Mr. Whittaker. Life at the college seems to have moved on without me. My fellow researchers have all left for different schools, and even Dean Rogers is gone.
Yeah, I suppose things do change.
As I'm well aware. However, I wasn't expecting the change to be quite so radical. It appears I don't fit in with any of my old places.
Well, maybe you don't.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to agree with me.
Well, no, I'm saying it may not be such a negative thing.
Oh?
Well, sometimes change is God's way of taking us on a different path, one we may not choose for ourselves.
It seems rather confusing, though, why God would choose to close doors on being able to use the skills he's given me.
Maybe you need to try some different doors.
Hey, Grady.
Hi, Logan.
Wow, you look more down than the stock I own in powdered meat.
Why are you delivering mail in my neighborhood?
Oh, I'm filling in for Wilma while she has a tonsillectomy. Or was it an appendectomy? Anyway, she's losing something, so what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just... My mom got a new job.
Oh, wow. That's a bummer. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's fine. It's just that she's working evenings.
Oh, so now you don't get time with her like you used to.
It's not a big deal. She cleans the building we live in. She's only downstairs.
But who makes you dinner?
I make it myself.
And you take care of your sister?
Yep.
Well, who tucks you in at night?
I don't need to be tucked in. I'm 8.
Wow, a self-tucker. I respect that.
I just don't like things changing. They were fine the way they used to be.
Well, I bet your mom would still like to be home in the evenings, too.
She said it was only for a while, until she can find another job.
I'll tell you what, Grady. Mr. Phillips got 2 newspapers today, and he gave me his extra one for my birdcage. But I think your mom might need it even more than my bird. We can look through the job listings in here.
What kind of jobs?
Oh, there's all kinds. Let's see here. What's your mom good at?
She used to clean a factory.
Oh, there's got to be something in here for her then. Here are the want ads. Well, let me see. Does your mom have any experience in shingling?
No.
Does she speak fluent Vietnamese?
No.
Well, there doesn't seem to be much here then. Oh, wait. This one's perfect.
What is it?
Needed. Experienced professional to do janitorial work in apartment complex. Second shift. Includes benefits. Called Green Forest Apartments.
That's what she's doing.
Oh. Well, here's another one. How good is she on a trapeze?
Eugene, I'm home.
Oh, greetings, Katrina.
Why are you moving the refrigerator?
Well, I'm merely putting it back in place after I added some improvements.
But the refrigerator is brand new.
Well, things can always be improved.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Could you help me unload the groceries?
Oh, certainly. Right after I plug it back in.
You need orange juice, eggs, and Parmesan cheese.
What was that?
The refrigerator. I programmed in the menu for this coming week, and it lets us know what ingredients we need. One of my little improvements.
Oh, well, I happened to get those things and a few more.
We're overstocked, Dan. Ice cream and candles.
Eugene, we're not overstocked. I bought extra things to have on hand.
Oh, well, I'll simply make some adjustments.
You know, I planned on having lasagna tonight, but I'm more in the mood for chicken. Will you turn on the oven? Set it at 350.
But the refrigerator is planning on us having lasagna.
I won't let the refrigerator run my life.
You are low on chicken.
Well, then I'll merely need to program in the change of menu.
Current oven temperature, 120 degrees, heating to...
Don't tell me you hooked up voice controls to the oven as well.
Well, I thought it'd be helpful.
And that's supposed to be 350, Eugene.
Well, I understand. But you see, Katrina, when I programmed in the menu, lasagna was planned for this evening.
You are overstocked, Dan. Ice cream, cheese...
Eugene, this is going to drive me crazy.
Relax, Katrina. In the long run, this will make our lives much more efficient.
I need some water.
Well, once you get used to automated appliances, you'll...
The sink, Eugene? This is ridiculous. I don't need all of this. I don't want any of this.
But I've recently discovered the benefits of voice-controlled technology. It's quite simple, actually. Once an appliance is programmed, other appliances only require some slight adjustments, and the same microchip can be utilized.
Current oven temperature, 260 degrees.
Isn't there more of a need for your creativity at Wits End or anywhere else?
Well, actually, I was at Wits End yesterday with Imagination Station ideas, but I soon discovered they weren't necessary. The appliances seem to have their hearts set on lasagna. It might be best to simply let them have their way.
Eugene, I just want to make dinner. And I want chicken for dinner. And I would really prefer not to have my appetite determined by what the stove, microwave, or dishwasher think.
Yes, I see. Well, perhaps I should make myself more useful elsewhere then. Well, I know. I'll reconnect with my computer club at the college.
That's a fine idea.
I shall return post haste.
The door is ajar.
Ugh, Eugene.
Wooten! Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hey, Samantha. Hey, Grady.
What are you doing?
Oh, I took a class in origami, so Gino's Pizza said I could fold their flyers. They thought it might catch people's attention that way.
What is that, a giraffe?
No, this is Calvin Coolidge, but he is known as the president with the surprisingly long neck.
Oh.
So, how are things going with your mom working evenings?
Great.
Great?
Grady's getting her fired.
He what?
Samantha! Sorry.
Well, what happened?
It's not my fault. Things kept on going wrong, so I had to keep going downstairs to get her.
And her supervisor got mad, huh?
Real mad. Samantha! Sorry.
Well, what kind of things went wrong?
The TV was coming in fuzzy, and Samantha broke a glass, and we got bored.
Grady, are you trying to get her fired?
Maybe. She'd come home.
Grady, your mom's only doing this job because she loves you and Samantha. She wants to provide for you.
I know.
But you have to pull your weight, too. Hey, you guys want to hear a story?
Not really. I do!
Okay, me too. Once upon a time, there was a scrawny 10-year-old kid named, Wooten.
Oh, boy.
Okay, one day, little Wooten's parents decided they were gonna move from Albuquerque, which is fun to say, to Alaska, which isn't as fun to say. Little Wooten was really disappointed. He loved Albuquerque and the friends he had there. He didn't want to move.
So what did he do?
Well, little Wooten whined, complained, and pouted, but they moved anyway. And so then Wooten just whined, complained, and pouted in Alaska. Until one day, his butler came home with a pet moose.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's a large animal with antlers and hooves. Anyway, little Wooten thought that was really cool. And Bradford told him if he stopped whining about the move and all the changes, he could actually enjoy and grow in this new place, Alaska. And from then on, little Wooten decided that when things changed, he just had to make the most of it. Change can help you change, you know, and that can be a good thing.
So did you end up liking Alaska?
Oh, the story wasn't about me, Grady. I just made it up, and I always like to be the main character in my stories. But do you get what I'm saying?
Mooses make things fun? I guess you're saying I need to accept the change and make the best of it.
You got it, pal. Just think of it as your chance to be the man of the house. Help your mom out.
Be the man of the house. I could do that. Okay, remember, Samantha, we're going to be grown-ups tonight. We're not going to have to get Mom for anything, okay?
Okay.
So, how about cereal for dinner?
Okay.
Get some milk out of the fridge.
Great!
And I'll get the cereal.
Grady, the floor's all wet.
What? What did you spill?
Nothing!
It's all over! I think it's coming out of the fridge. Oh no, the fridge isn't cold!
That's not good.
It's broken. We'll have to move everything out of here.
We should get Mom.
No, we don't need to. Here, we'll just put the milk on the fire escape. It's cold out there.
Okay. Whoa! Ow!
You spilled the gravy all over the carpet!
My leg hurts!
You're fine.
Get Mom!
Samantha!
Get Mom!
What's going on in there? There's water coming through my ceiling.
Get Mom!
Maybe I'll get Mom.
Hello?
So much to my confusion, Mr. Whitaker, Katrina didn't seem to appreciate my upgrades. So I decided to head to the library to meet with my computer club.
Oh, didn't you used to be president of that club?
Well, we actually called the leader the mainframe. My idea. But they have a new mainframe now, and well, frankly, it doesn't appear as though I'm needed, which has been the theme of the week.
What has?
My irrelevancy. At the college, at home, here. Doesn't seem that long ago that I was an indispensable part of Wits End.
Well, you were. When you left, we had to figure out how to cope and to sort of do things by ourselves.
Well, it doesn't seem to have been too difficult without me.
Well, it was at first. You're a hard man to replace. But it got easier with time. I suppose that none of us is really irreplaceable, not even me.
Oh, I doubt that.
I don't know. Remember, I went to the Middle East for a while? You all seemed to handle things just fine in my absence.
Well, it was harder than you think. Your skills are such that the kids here need you. My skills appear to be unnecessary.
They're not unnecessary, Eugene. Maybe misplaced. You were indispensable here once. Now, I'm sure you'll be indispensable someplace else.
Well, it would be helpful to have a clue as to where that place might be.
Wow, I don't know why your neighbor was so mad. Some people pay for water beds.
I know.
Oh, hello there, Wooten. Hi, Grady.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Whit. Hi, Eugene. Hey, do you guys know Grady?
Oh, greetings. A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Hi.
Eugene is the guy I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. You make talking refrigerators.
Oh, yes, I do.
We need one of those.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd be happy to make the necessary upgrades.
Really? That'd be cool. I'll ask my mom.
Certainly. Just let me know.
Oh, almost forgot your mail, Whit.
Huh. Interesting. A giraffe?
Oh, clearly it's Calvin Coolidge. Look at the neck.
Hey, that's right.
Oh, how did you know?
Oh, Eugene and I have a special connection.
Yes, great minds.
Especially his.
Well, Grady, your mother seems quite pleasant.
Yeah, she is. She used to be home at night.
Well, I suppose things change.
Yeah, I don't really like it, though.
I'm not an enormous fan of change myself.
I guess it's bound to happen, but change can help you change, and that can be a good thing. Here's our apartment.
Do you think she'll mind if we get started before she makes it back upstairs?
She'll be a while. She's cleaning up after Mr. Bryson's dogs. Sorry about the mess. I forgot to make my bed.
Well, I won't go in your bedroom, then.
You are in my bedroom.
Hmm?
I get to sleep on the couch. My mom and sister share the other room.
Oh, well, it's certainly cozy.
Yeah, that's what my mom says.
Oh, your electrical outlets are in desperate need of repair, Grady. I hope you realize that exposed wires like these are extremely dangerous.
Mom tells us to be careful. The landlord keeps saying he'll fix it, but he hasn't yet.
So I see.
Would you like something to drink? We have milk and juice.
Oh, well, some milk would be nice.
Okay, could you help me open the window?
Well, why? It's rather chilly outside.
We keep the milk out on the fire escape since the fridge broke.
Your refrigerator isn't working?
Of course, that's why you're here, remember?
Well, in fact, I volunteered to upgrade your refrigerator.
Well, this one needs a lot of upgrading. It doesn't even work.
You know, the window seems to be stuck.
Oh, it doesn't close all the way. We usually just hang a blanket in front of it.
I see.
So can you fix the fridge?
Well, I'll take a look at it, literally and figuratively, but first of all, I think we can get this window to close all the way if we had some tools handy. Do you have a screwdriver?
I have a butter knife.
Well, actually, you know, I have one in my car, and I bet I have some electrical tape and a drill for the outlet, too.
Really?
Yes, but first things first.
What's first?
Milk.
So, what did Grady's mom think of your upgrade, Eugene?
Well, she cried. It was very touching.
Oh.
She especially liked the intercom device I created so Grady could contact her without having to go downstairs.
Well, it's a good thing you found time to help them, Eugene. Mm. I mean, before you got busy with a job at the college or an invention somewhere, you know.
Yes, it was rather fulfilling in a very unexpected way.
Mm.
I've been thinking, Mr. Whitaker, perhaps there is some truth about what you said regarding change.
Oh, well, what was that?
Well, maybe God is taking me in a different direction from what I previously expected.
What direction do you think he might be taking you?
Well, I'm uncertain. I need to pray and ask him. All I can say for certain is that change helps you change, and that could be a good thing.
Hmm. Wise words.
Well, I shall seek the counsel of Katrina concerning these matters. I have a feeling our future depends on the decisions we'll make in the next few days. Well, everyone, I just want to say thanks to all of you for being here.
Yes, we appreciate you coming to our home at such short notice.
Sure.
Well, we're all really curious as to what this is all about.
Well, Katrina and I wanted to make an announcement, and as you three were instrumental in helping us make the decision, we wanted you to be the first to hear about it.
Oh, did you get a new pet, like a moose, maybe?
What?
It's an animal with antlers and hooves.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh. Well, after much prayer and through the counsel of good friends, Katrina and I have finally reached the end of a long and arduous journey, one that has seen its share of potholes and delays, traffic jams and rubberneckers,
stop signs and go-go boots. Eugene!
Katrina?
Maybe we should just tell them.
Oh, very well. Katrina and I have decided to start our own organization.
Yes, we've come to find that there are a lot of needs in our community.
Yes.
And so we've come to the conclusion that we are to start a philanthropic corporation to help people and groups in need.
Indeed.
Whoa. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's exactly what this town needs.
What does that mean, philanthropic?
Philanthropic.
It means we want to help. Wherever we're needed, whether that be cleaning a park or volunteering at a hospital or planning events at a nursing home or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
It could mean any number of things depending on the needs of the community.
Yeah.
And we'd appreciate all of your suggestions on areas where we can better serve the town of Odyssey.
Yes.
And anyone who wants to volunteer with the organization would be warmly received.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I can clean up parks. It would be fun.
Yeah, right. I can sort mail by zip code.
And I'd be happy to do whatever I can, including putting up notices at Wits End.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure many of the kids would enjoy being a part of all this.
Oh, you're right, Whit. They love it.
You know, it's interesting. I've never been very enthusiastic about change and newness, but I must say, I am exhilarated by this new opportunity.
Oh, that's great. It's a good idea, Eugene.
I need to be changed.
Oh, and even though that was my furnace filter talking, I believe it still speaks volumes.
Oh, that's it, Eugene. I want all of my appliances back to normal.
Oh, well, you see, I used to feel the same way, Katrina. I wanted everything back to normal.
Oh, you think this is bad? You should come to my house.
I don't think you know what normal is. I am going to start camping out in the backyard if that toaster reprimands me one more time.
No, actually, Katrina, the toaster's been quite polite.
I think I have been quite polite. Do you hear what that coffee maker is saying to me?
When we look through our Bibles, we see that God brought a change into many people's lives. Abraham was told to pack up and move to a land he knew nothing about. Moses was changed from being a shepherd to being a leader of thousands of people. The disciples were asked to leave their work and spend the next few years traveling with Jesus. God often requires us to go through change, just like He did with Grady and Eugene in today's show. That's how He helps us grow. The question is, what are you going to do when your life goes in a different direction than you expected? Today we learned we need to face those changes with prayer, a good attitude, and to trust that, in the long run, God is using those changes to do great things. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Back to Abnormal was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Jess Harnell, Audrey Wasilewski, Jordan Orr, Mary Mauser, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.